This is the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show podcast with me, Neil Bentley.
And Carly Sway.
There we go. What a week it has been this week on the show.
Oh, dear.
So much to do. We've been giving away 5 pairs of first-class travel tickets with Wrexham and Shropshire, down to the Ritz for
tea and
cakes. Thank you very much, everyone that's called in with that as well. We've had the advent calendar, the 12 days of the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show, the birthday flowers, the birthday cakes giveaway as well. I just can't breathe.
And to top it all off, a bit of snow at the end.
Exactly. A bit of icing on the
week. Just in the mix there.
I know.
Lovely.
What a busy week it has been. Ironically, though, our podcast this week, fairly short.
Well.
And that's because everybody's been so busy sort of processing all the calls and competitions that nobody pressed record on the button. So let's just pretend that Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday's show wasn't particularly funny. Neither was Thursday or Friday, as you'll see in just a little while. I jest, of course. Thank you very much for downloading the podcast and subscribing to this. It is, of course, every week. We'll try and do some specials over Christmas as well for you, as I am in Christmas Day.
You are in Christmas
Maybe
Day.
Maybe that's what I shall do. I shall podcast to Shropshire on Christmas Day. I do like my playlist for Christmas Day. I like it already because it's just music. Yeah, we're going all out. It's almost like I am a talking jukebox on that day. All music and Neil.
Lovely.
It's going to be great. Join
That's
us
great.
On Christmas Day. Although we must say thank you to our advertisers. But on Christmas Day, it is going to be an absolute gem of a show. So join me. I'll be here from 7 Christmas Day morning with my little presents.
Aww.
Anyway, on with the funny bits now. I say that. On with some of the bits from this week's Breakfast Show at the 7.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
Yesterday, I went shopping, did a little bit of Christmas shopping. I was in Telford Town Centre yesterday, and it was busy, really busy. Loads of people off, which surprised me because it was Monday, and I thought, lots of people around. I was in a shop. I won't mention the shop. And the lady in front of me, her card, when she went to pay for a load of stuff, it wouldn't accept her card.
No,
and that
terrible.
Is a bit awful, isn't it? And it's okay, she had another card that she could pay for.
Phew.
But she said something, I didn't quite catch it, along the lines of, well, there's been all that thing with them hacking into the Visa account. You know, with the WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
And then the hackers had started hacking into Visa and whatever. and I think she was using that as an excuse. And I couldn't help but think to myself, you've maxed out your credit. That's why you won't have. Or it's them terrorists. It's because you've been buying too many presents.
Yeah.
But she did have another card to pay on, because I have had that before. Not because I maxed out my credit, just it wouldn't accept my card. How embarrassing.
That WikiLeaks thing again.
It was that WikiLeaks. That's who I blame.
Neil Bentley.
We have a series of webcams all across Shropshire so we can see what
Indeed.
The travel's up to, etc, etc, and the weather. And that's how we work. That's radio. Now, we saw one this morning. We was looking at one. It's sort of around by the Theatre 7 in Shrewsbury, and it took us a little while to figure out what was up with the camera image.
If you hadn't have said, I would have been convinced.
Carly was looking at it mostly
so
cross-eyed,
confused.
Was so confused by the image on the screen and couldn't figure out what she was looking at, and I looked at it for about 3 seconds, quickly realised that what obviously happened, the camera's fallen off and it's upside down.
But it looks That's like a street. I'm so confused.
Houses don't come from the top downwards. The roofs don't go underneath.
It's a little bit fuzzy and I can't... It's ridiculous.
She's simple, you know. Oh,
thanks.
Neil Bentley.
I think we stress too much about buying Christmas presents, Carly Swain.
Well, yeah, I'm still quite chilled out. I'm really not bothered at the moment.
I know, but a lot of people generally tend to
do.
The panic that,
I
you know,
will panic.
Such a body's not going to get such a body, such a nice present, and will they like this, won't they like this? Last night, or a couple of weeks ago, I cautiously agreed to play Secret Santa with some of my university students.
Oh,
now,
dear.
This was risky, because who knows what I could have been bought. The limit was £10.
Yeah.
I could have ended up with £10 worth of scrap metal. I don't know. Anyway, so I cautiously opened my present last night from my university students, morning boys, and I got a first aid kit, a cigar, and some mango chutney was my present.
Okay.
Now, those may seem like pretty silly, daft items.
Yeah.
But actually, when you think about it, very useful items on several levels this Christmas. One, everybody likes a bit of mango chutney. Two, Christmas. Well. I celebrate the new year maybe with my cigar. And three, inevitably, this is me we're talking about, I'm going to damage myself.
Yeah.
So therefore, the first aid kit is handy.
Well,
so
you go.
Thank you very much.
All for
much.
10 quid.
All for 10
That's
quid.
That's amazing.
What a brilliant. What a brilliant. The cigar is probably made of chocolate, mine, but...
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
The X Factor.
Yeah.
Media regulator Ofcom. Our friends. Good morning, Ofcom.
Morning.
They have received over 5,000 complaints about the lewd performances on this weekend's X Factor. The complaints mainly focus on the inappropriate clothing being shown pre-watershed. Yeah. I think, in all fairness, okay, without sounding too much of a fuddy-duddy, you have to agree. I mean, Louis Walsh's bow tie was pretty horrific, to be fair. No child should be exposed to that shirt, bow tie.
Or even Simon's undone button. Oh, that was too much.
Move on, please. Move on, Shropshire.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Christmas song on the show this morning. Wham! Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. But the very next day, Bruce,
I gave it away.
That's because you are heartless.
How dumb have you become?
Right, here is your little riddle this morning. I am part of the bird that's not in the sky. I can swim in the water and yet remain dry. What am I? Oh, now, Jan in Woodside's got this right. Mrs. Claus, Santa's wife, texted me yesterday, said, is it a penguin? It's not a penguin. What do you reckon, Brucey Bruce?
Is it something that's living?
No.
Oh. So I was going to say a fish.
I'm part of a bird that's not in the sky. Is it a fish?
Yeah, that they call tuna the chicken of the sea. Anyway, I'm not sure. A boat. I don't
know. I'm part of a bird. Is it a boat? No, it's not a boat. I'm part of a bird that's not in the sky. I can swim through the water and yet I remain dry. What am I? Are you a caravan? It's not that. Have a think about that this morning. If you'd like to have a guess, get in touch. 0333 456 0777. Oh dear. Is it a divan?
Neil Bentley.
One Direction's Harry Styles has won the Top of the Mops Award. That's right, for the Best Celebrity Hair 2010. Now, hold on a second. He's only been a celebrity for 20 seconds. And look at this. He's already won the coveted Top of the Mops Award.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
456 0777.
Ian.
Hello.
Sorry. I don't know if that was me or my microphone made a weird noise then in my head. I don't know. It might have been me. Yeah, anyway. In other weird news this morning, Strictly Come Dancing final this weekend.
Yay!
But for the first time ever, the costume department are saying they are actually having to reinforce the costumes they are making because the routines are so athletic that they've all started ripping and fraying and. And nobody wants to be dancing and get split pants, do you?
No,
so,
that won't be good.
So apparently this week there is Cara Toynton, Matt Baker and Pamela Stevenson in the final. They've got to do 4 dances each.
That's ridiculous.
4 dances each. I've only just finally learned the Macarena.
Well,
and that was about 12 years ago.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.